from South Carolina to superstardom, Jason Quinn. You know, you've kind of taken the world by storm here in a short period of time.
Well, that's a good thing, I think, anyway.
Well, no doubt about it. I remember it hasn't been that long ago you started your professional career. And, man, this year in particular, it's been just an overwhelming changes and a lot of things going on, but they've all been for the positive.
Yes, they have. You know, I had no idea when I got into this that it takes some time to get established, but, you know, it's not taking me that long at all. Really fortunate.
Well, you look at all the things that have happened for you, of course, the big Bass Pro Shop sponsorship and changing boats this year, and you might talk a little bit about that as we move along here, but the other thing, Team Quinn, you know, you start thinking of all, when you think about a team and it's one guy, that means you've got some pretty good sponsors out there.
I've got a lot of sponsors on board, and, you know, I've got some new add-ons for this coming year that I'm really excited about.
Well, let's talk about those a little bit. Give me an idea of what you got.
All right, well, you know, we've got Vicious Fluorocarbon on board. You know, they make some great fluorocarbon line. It's some of the best that I've ever fished with. Also, we've got the addition of Carolina Liquor Sauce. You know, I'm a big fan of scents, and Carolina Liquor Sauce is something that I've always kind of used, and they've come aboard for next season. And also Gambler Lures out of Florida. You know, everybody thinks of Gambler as being a, you know, kind of a Florida-based, you know, company that doesn't expand out through the country or anything like that. Well, they've got some new products that I'm really looking forward to, especially for the Classic. You know, they bought the Gigi Head, which is the hottest jig head on the market for the shaky worm technique. But they've got something called the Gigi Stick, the Gigi Snake, and the Gigi Worm. These are all finesse-type baits for the Gigi Jig Head, and I can't wait to get them at the Classic.
Well, no doubt about it, it's going to be that kind of bite at the Classic, or it could be, you know, it could be a largemouth bite as well.
It could be. It just depends. We're starting to get some cool weather here in South Carolina, and I'm sure that it's starting to get cold in Alabama a little bit.
Well, Jason, you know, the other thing that I know about is a sweepstakes that we're going to be involved with here at Bass Fan, and it's with Evan Williams is one of the parties involved, but all of your sponsors got on board on this thing, and they're going to have an opportunity for the fans that are out there listening to this program to sign up and to win maybe a chance to fish with you.
Exactly, you know, and that's a lot of people's dream, to get to fish with some of their heroes. And all of my sponsors have come aboard for the Team Quinn sweepstakes. And we're not going to limit this thing to, you know, one body of water saying, hey, you got to come fish Lake Wylie, you know, if you win. It's not going to be like that. We're going to go somewhere where the fish are biting. You know, if it happens to be that the hot spots at Lake Amistad, that's where we're going. You know, if it happens to be Santee Cooper, that's where we're going. If it happens to be Champlain, New York, that's where we're going. So we're going to have some fun with it, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to put up some ads here in the next couple of days that's going to give people an opportunity to go and sign up, so it ought to be a neat deal, and it doesn't cost anything to do that. And, man, I can't imagine. I want to go with you one day and throw a crankbait. I want to go with a hot summer pattern, start fishing some ledges. You'd take me and do that, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. You better be geared up and work out for it.
Well, you're telling me I'm old, I think, in that conversation. The other thing that comes to mind, you're getting ready for the sweepstakes. Do we get a ride in that new Zephyr?
Yes, you can. You can have the first drink poured out of it also.
Well, talk about that thing. Tell me about what's going on with it.
Man, it's awesome. You know, this whole Zephyr deal, it's been a while in the making. And actually, they renamed mine. It's going to be the Zephyr Laker Pro Elite. And we maximized every bit of space possible, you know, from the front cab to the trailer. We've even got an office built in upstairs in the back in the trailer part. And one of the things, it's going to be heat and cooled also, the trailer, the fishing aspect of it. And we've got a wet bar built into it that we can actually serve out of. It's going to be really neat. A lot of guys are going to look forward to seeing this thing.
Well, I've heard it's 73 feet long, but you've got, you know, all the amenities so you can stay in it. Your family, of course, is going to travel with you, and you're going to homeschool some of your kids. But
yeah.
The other thing is you've just got everything you could possibly want in this vehicle.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the hassles last year was having to come home from an event and repack, get ready for the next event with different tackle. You're liable to be going from sight fishing to finesse fishing, and you just didn't have that stuff with you, or you would have to have it flown in next day aired, and it was a big hassle. But now, once I leave, I get to take everything I want with me, and so I'm not going to run out of anything. And plus the importance of having my family there and the support that they give me, I mean, it's a win-win situation.
Well, your wife most definitely is a big part of what you do, and as well as your children, but your wife's kind of like that executive that tells that fisherman what to do, isn't she?
That's exactly right. If it wasn't for her, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you know, Jason, I got to ask you, too, this year, when I think of a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had you on, and you talked about the change from ProCraft to Nitro, which is a big change for you. But
Right. You've
also got, you know, a lot of other things that are going on as well with that. Tell me about that boat change again, if you would.
Yeah, you know, they've been working on this new boat, Nitro has, and it's called the Z9. You know, it's been a couple years in the making, and finally they've got it ready. And I've previewed the boat, I've rode in it, done some testing with it, and it is the ultimate bass boat. I'm looking forward to getting it. Actually, Tracker, they had some bad weather up in Missouri in the last week, bad ice, so the plant is closed down. And I've been trying to get up there and get it, but the roads have been so bad, so maybe if it thaws out by the end of the week, I can get up there and pick that thing up.
Well, I think it's pretty funny because Illinois, we're so used to that, and where I live here in Illinois, central part of it, we're always used to the ice and snow, but the southern part of, you know, like Arkansas, Missouri, that area really got hammered, and it's been a while for them, for those folks to be able to get to school and get to work and some of those kind of things. But I hope you, too, get to go down there and get that boat pretty quick.
I do, too. I'm ready for them to get back to work.
Well, Jason, talk to me a little bit about the Classic, if you can, and, you know, where you're at with that and what's going to happen there and how excited are you about this year's Classic?
You know, I'm really excited. The first Classic I fished was on Lay Lake. And it was a summertime tournament, and, you know, I didn't do real well. You know, I caught a lot of fish, and I had a good time, but I just didn't do real well. And I like that body of water. And since then, over the last few years, I have fished Lay Lake a good bit. I've always went down and fished the Marks Outdoors tournament, which is like a 550-boat tournament. And I've spent a lot of time on Lay. And now that the Classic's coming back this time of year, I'm really looking forward to it. I like fishing, especially this time of year. It fishes a lot like Lake Wylie does in the early spring. And I went down and spent some time before the off-limits, and I had a really good practice, even though, you know, it's going to be totally different times of the year and everything. But I practiced on a lot of stuff that I like to do that time of year and related it back to what I grew up doing on the lakes here around Lake Wylie. And I'm really excited about getting back down there.
Well, Lake Wylie, you know, was home to you, and you got to fish a Classic there. Now, Russ Lane, he's got Lay Lake as the deal. Now, he's going to have all those people following him around probably, right?
Yes, he is, and I hope they follow him around. I hope I don't have anybody following me.
Well, you had that experience.
Oh, yeah, I had that experience, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be that bad just for the simple fact that it is it's kind of a winter, early spring type tournament, and you don't have, it's not the summertime when you don't have a lot of kids out of school or anything like that. You shouldn't have a lot of traffic on the water except fishermen. So, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
All right, now we've got a Bass Fan Radio exclusive here we're going to let out of the bag, and not only with the sweepstakes, that's something we're going to talk about too, but there's some new bling coming in your neck of the woods. Talk to me about that.
Yes, they are. Well, you know, I've had those hoop earrings for a long time, and, you know, just recently I said, you know what, it's probably time for a change. So I kind of searched around, and I stepped it up a little bit. We've got ice now.
Oh, man.
There's no more gold hoops. And I did a lot of research, and I did a lot of traveling to find what I wanted. And what I ended up with is I've got a 3.5-carat stone in each ear. So,
man, talk about a lot of change to the bling. You know, you had the rings. Now you're going to the big stones, man. You're going to have to watch everywhere you go. You have to be careful you don't lose those rascals.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So I had to take out an insurance policy for them. So we had to insure them. So things are looking up.
Well, Jason, there's no question, you know, becoming one of the most popular anglers on the trail, and that's happened in a very short period of time for you. And those of us that know you well know that that's well-deserved. You work very, very hard. You're not home very often. You know, you have to drag that family around with you. But that goes kind of with the territory, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, and, you know, that goes along with anything. Everybody, you know, they tell you all the time, you know, you got it made. You fish for a living. Well, you know, they have no understanding. They don't have a clue of what all it involves. I mean, just for instance, this season, you know, the season was over with in September, and everybody says, well, great, you know, you get a couple-month break. Well, no, that's when you really go to work for your sponsors. And I'm also doing a new show with Bass Pro Shops Television called The Bass Pros, and, you know, that's taking a lot of time also. So everything's still been busy, and I've not had a break yet at all.
No, I know that. You know, your sponsors, who I get a chance to talk to a lot, they say he's the hardest guy to find, but is always working and doing good things for them. And, Jason, you know, I look forward to burning another steak with you. We've done that several times, and I look forward to seeing you at the Classic, of course.
Hey, that sounds good, Terry. I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.